everyone. I'm Jitendra Singh. I welcome you to Read My Story, where I interview authors, speakers, coaches, celebrities, entrepreneurs, and more. Today, I have with me Ms. Divya Mitra Jam. She has done MCOM and in HR and MBA in finance and experience of more than 12 years. She is ex-corporate accountant turned blogger turned baker. She has been baking casually for a long time. She started her own baking brand in 2020 with only 3 recipes, and now she has a menu of more than 9 pages. She does experimenting with new flavors and offer customized products to suit the customer needs. They prepare everything fresh and only offer these products on the basis of made to order to their customers. These products are fresh and without any preservative. Her journey started with when her daughter was really small, and she wanted to give her healthy food options, especially baking. Usually baking products are made of all-purpose flour, which is maida, palm oils, preservative, colors, and flavor enhancers, which make them unhealthy. She started to give her daughter healthy food. So she wanted to give her daughter healthy food. So she started experimenting and learning new things about baking and healthy options in baking. After getting good responses from the families and friends, this journey has started, and now she is willing to take this further and offer healthy food options to all. Today she will be discussing with us about her life journey. So let us hear from her. Welcome, Divya. The platform is open, and now over to you.
Hi everyone. Thank you for that lovely introduction. So like he said, my journey started when my daughter was born, because I wanted to give her healthy munching options which were not available in the market.
Right.
So I kept dabbling with a few recipes and came out with, you know, desi ghee and butter cookies, jo ghar ke ingredients se bani hoti hai, and it just clicked from there, because I got very good response from, you know, kids around, in and around, you know, society and families. And then I realized that there are a lot more moms like me who are really cautious about giving their kids, healthy munching thing. So that's from there the journey has started. And now from cookies to dry cakes to muffins, even healthy chocolate truffle cakes is what moms come looking for. And I try my best to give them what they want. Everything is baked fresh only once and always confirmed. So there is no ready stock available with me, or there are no preservatives, absolutely no preservatives. And when I say 100% whole wheat stuff, I completely mean it. Not even a spoon of maida is used in my products. So that's a little bit about my beginning of my journey.
Wonderful. So to start with, if I ask you about your life, like how it has affected the person who you wanted to be in your life and what you are.
Since the beginning, I've been, you know, I was kind of a studious kid, and for looking at my parents who worked, you know, 9-to-5 jobs, so that was something, you know, always my mind, job karni hai. So I started working in a corporate sector since I was 21, and till the time I gave birth to my daughter, I was in that corporate sector only. So one thing that always stood with me was I had to be financially independent.
Right.
That was something I looked up to my mom. She has been financially independent since the big thing, and I was too since graduating. So wo cheez to hamesha se rahi. Again, the next part was when I gave birth to my daughter, I was also very clear that the first 5 years of my daughter's life, that are the most critical parts, where, you know, you have to be around your kid to, you know, emotionally support the kid. So I took a break from my corporate career, but after one and a half, 2 years, I was, you know, thinking about starting or doing something from home, so that I could be financially independent along with spending time with my kid as well. Dabbled with a lot of things, writing, baking to my, you know, karti hi thi on and off, but that was not healthy me, which I used to do.
Right.
So for daughter, I dabbled with healthy baking, which clicked. So the main thing was this platform, baking platform also gave me, baking was like a therapy for me. It's a science, measurements, right. Everything can't, you know, go here and there with that.
Correct.
So in the moment rehte ho jab aap kuch aisa karte ho. So I would say baking is kind of my passion, and it turned out it could give me a good amount of pocket money to be financially independent. So main yahi hai, and this is what I want to continue. You are doing something that you love, and you start and you get paid for it, appreciated for it. That's a bonus. That is the thing. Financially independent is something I have been and I would like to be in the future as well.
Correct. You already mentioned it that you are passionate about baking, but I still want to know, like, what are other things as well which you are passionate about?
Passionate, I would say writing is something I really enjoy. But since I have been professional with baking, writing has taken a backseat. I started my blog also, and I took a really random topics, for blogging, be it like giving birth to my daughter, how my life changed with that.
Right.
Very simple topic like my husband's support, unconditional support. It's just from the heart. There are no specific, political or diplomatic topics there. It's just something straight from the heart.
And like even I related to routine life, like basic whatever we do.
Absolutely. Things like I don't know if I've mentioned that in my blog post, but I guess I did an interview with BBC reporter for a blog I wrote on body shaming, because that was something very close to my heart. I have been a very slim and thin petite girl since the beginning, and I still am body shamed for that. And just out of that topic came to my mind, I had an interview with a BBC reporter also for that.
Okay.
So that gave me an idea that should I pursue this as a profession, writing, if that's clicking somewhere. But
right.
Writing made me happy, but that was not really, it was not a therapy, kind of a therapy, which baking was.
Right.
So I pursued baking instead of writing. So these are the two things that I really, I really love.
Great, that's wonderful. So if I talk about the work and experiences you have, like you already mentioned, you have worked with corporate and now you are baking full time. So I'd like to know more onto your work and experiences, like what was your journey look like when you were working, and now what all things you are doing?
In the corporate sector, it's very high pressure job. I used to leave my place by 6:37, and then I used to be home by 10:30. A high pressure job, working for someone, to getting paid to work, and
right.
That is it. Aap zyada dimag nahi lagate ho unke business ke bare mein, right? Aapki salary mil rahi hai and you are like happy about that. So I was good at my job, honestly. I liked it, being a finance person, systematic cheeze karna, I like that, doing that. Probably that's why I'm good at baking and not cooking. Baking mein, there are, you have to stick to measurements and everything. Cooking mein to, aap apna wo laga sakte ho, experience aur wo sab kuch. Baking mein, you have to follow set of instructions.
Correct.
So I'm good at doing that. So I was good at my job, but thanks to my daughter, when I quit and I started baking, so this is, something that really stayed with me, and I really wanted to, try out something different and better to do, which really helped me a lot.
Right, that's really wonderful. That since you've already told this, you started with 3 recipes, and now you have more than 9 pages of menu. So again, this journey in 2 years is wonderful, and you are still experimenting with more product addition in your
life. Yeah, absolutely. Started with sugar and whole wheat products. I started with those products. Now, with people being more cautious about what they eat, so now I have switched to jaggery.
Okay.
Then I was whole wheat and jaggery products. So aap refined sugar bhi nikal diya diet mein se. So ab uski demand bahut hai. So now I have a complete page of menu with around 15 items, I guess. Iske andar sirf jaggery powder use hota hai, organic jaggery powder, and no refined sugar is used. A few of the items are not even without jaggery powder, they are with dates.
Okay.
So wo bilkul hi aapko diabetic patients hain jaise. I don't prefer using artificial sweetener jaise wo jo market mein milte hain, aap ye sab use karte hain. I don't use that. Dates natural sweetener hai jo enough sweetness de deta hai aapko in a recipe. So I have a lot of diabetic patients, diabetic clients who order this stuff, because these are occasional eating, birthdays aa gaya and they don't want a creamy stuff. Nobody is ordering cream stuff these days. Dry mainly, with a lot of dry fruit fruits and everything, you know, it's a very very good option for all the more health conscious people now.
Right, that's really wonderful thing. Like these people who are having diabetes can also enjoy these products.
That yeah, my both sides of my father-in-law and my father are diabetic, so you know, aapko pata lag jata hai requirements. Right. मैं हर जॉनर को वो कर सकती हूँ, हर एज ग्रुप को मैं एक केटर कर सकती हूँ, डायबिटिक पेशेंट आल्सो, किड्स आल्सो.
ओके, दैट्स ग्रेट. So if I talk about your vision, mission and goal in life for next 5 to 10 years from now, what you think that should be?
5-10 years from now, I'm at a very small scale, working at a very small scale with just, you know, regular hour and that is it. So futuristically, I would, you know, like to, you know, expand with, you know, a proper big, you know, commercial ovens, not compromising on the quality or adding on enhancers or preservatives technique, not like that. But yes, to cater more people, because I can see that, you know, abhi I have a waiting for 2 to 3 days for my orders.
Right.
So I don't want people to wait for that. I want, you know, they want it and by the end of the day or a couple of hours, I'm able to cater to their needs. So futuristically, yes, that is something I plan on. I plan to, you know, venture out into other baking fields like gluten-free products, vegan products. So that is something I'm working on currently also. I have a few recipes in my hand which I made so that I could, you know, put it to their demands. I can supply those things to them. So that is it. Futuristically, yes. To cater as many people as possible with as much less time, as turnaround time.
Great. So like you want to make it customized then also, or you want to like...
Yes, that is the plus point. Now, even with jaggery products, people are like, "Hame kam jaggery chahiye. We don't want more stress, we want less stress." So since I don't have any ready product available with me, I am very easily able to cater to their needs.
Right.
So that is another USP, you know, when you are able to customize as much as per client's taste.
Correct. That is really wonderful, because you would be providing them the product which they want, which is healthy.
Yeah.
And like suits to their health need as well.
Exactly.
Right, it's great. So if I talk about the most important life lessons you have learned from your personal or professional journey so far, what are those things?
Being in a corporate for so much time, it has made me much more organized with the finances. That is the plus point I learned from my previous professional journey, and that has helped me in my current professional journey as well, being organized, systematic, and managing the finances, costing everything. That has really helped me. And another thing is, I would suggest never undervalue yourself. Aapko pata hona chahiye, you have put in a lot of effort to make a product, and aap agar apne aap ko kam samjhoge to samne wala bhi kam samjhega. Don't make that mistake.
Right.
You know what is your worth, and if anybody says that you are charging more than that, politely make them understand that this is what the product is worth, because it is a handmade product.
Correct.
You have put in a lot of man hours on that, and you deserve to put in a price which you think is suitable. Never undervalue yourself. Two things. That's it.
That is really wonderful thing, because once you are aware of what you are offering versus what competition or what market is offering,
exactly.
you are more aware what price you can charge on the basis of the quality and quantity you are producing.
Absolutely. You know, people tend to compare ki aapka competitor particular product ke liye itna charge kar raha hai aur aap itna charge kar rahe ho. Don't fall for that trap. Aapne jitna clientele banane ke liye, don't compromise on your value is what I would suggest.
Right. And I
jo competitor bana raha hai wo uska hai. There are, you know, aap YouTube khologe ek particular product ki 50 recipes mil jayenge aapko, sabke alag alag ingredients honge, theek hai. Likewise, ek product agar aap bana rahe ho, uska taste is definitely going to be different from your competitor's taste.
Right.
Theek hai, aap un do cheezon ko na aap mix mat kariye, aur apni value jo aapko aapki nazar mein hai usko hi demand kijiye.
Correct. Really agree with that. So if I you already mentioned it, but it's still onto the same line, women is running a small business and she is new to that business. Since you being a finance expert, you handling finances, so it was quite easy for you. But for a woman who is not well versed with the finances and onto a small business journey, so for her it is difficult to understand about finances. And are the things that she should be aware of and she should take care of when she is into that initial phase of the journey?
Okay, so yes, sabko financially knowledge, yes, obviously milni hoti hai, but again, women still manage few of the finances, like grocery shopping and everything. So they are still aware ki kitna paisa kahan ja raha hai, kaise ja raha hai. So aap, you figure out your raw material ka cost, write down everything. Mental maths nahi karni yahan pe, you write down, jot down everything, costing everything on Excel or a book, notebook. Write down everything. Make sure you are aware of the cost that is going out of your pocket. Starting aap wahan se karo. Aapko idea lagega if this venture is worth the effort or not. If the costing is way too high for you only, nobody is going to pay, profit margin plus that cost to you. Agar aap us point se sochoge na, to matlab aapko wo bhi costing bhi optimize karni hai us hisab se. Agar aap ek naye venture pe ja rahe ho, to uske liye aapko market research karne bhi bahut zaruri hai ki aapke aas pass chal kya raha hai. Aap jis cheez mein venture out करना चाहते हो, ऐसे कितने लोग हैं जो ऑलरेडी उस चीज के अंदर महारत हासिल कर चुके हैं जिसमें आप घुसने की कोशिश कर, ठीक है? सो यू हैव टू फिगर आउट दैट एज वेल. फाइनेंसिस, यस, आई वुड से इनिशियली आपको थोड़ा तो सपोर्ट आपके फैमिली से चाहिए होगा. बट यू आर, अनलेस एंड यू हैव बीन वर्किंग लाइक मी, एंड आपका एक कॉर्पस था पहले से, आई हैड माई सेविंग्स टू डिग इन टू स्टार्ट माई ओन वेंचर, दैट इज अ डिफरेंट. बट इफ यू हैव बीन अ हाउस वाइफ ऑल योर लाइफ, इफ यू वॉन्ट टू वेंचर आउट समथिंग, आपको कैपिटल चाहिए होगा, from your family members probably to help you out. But then उनके लिए भी आपको देखना पड़ेगा how to get the return out of that capital. So everything has to be in a systematic way. Market research करिए venture के लिए पहले. And if you think that venture is profitable and you could do it, look out for the suppliers who could give you the optimum raw material. Put down your cost on a sheet of paper and के देखिए उसपे आप कितना margin लेंगे, उस चीज को देखिए. And then आपके competitor से वो कितना ऊपर या नीचे, थोड़ा उसका भी हम आपको ध्यान रखना पड़ता है. यू कांट चार्ज 1,000 rupees फॉर समथिंग या जिसकी कॉस्ट आपको सिर्फ 100 rupees है, जस्ट बिकॉज आप वांट टू अर्न मोर और समथिंग. व्हेन योर कंपेटिटर्स विद द सेम थिंग इज चार्जिंग 400 or 300 समथिंग, वैल्यू पहुंचाना. अंडर वैल्यू के लिए मैंने मना किया, लेकिन इतना भी ओवर वैल्यू मत करो अपनी चीज.
बोथ इज इनअप्रोप्रिएट एक्चुअली.
या सो वो चीज आपको बहुत ध्यान रखनी पड़ती है. फाइनेंसिस में व्हेन यू पुट अ फाइनल प्राइस ऑन योर प्रोडक्ट, मेक श्योर यू पुट अ पार्ट ऑफ दैट प्रॉफिट बैक इनटू योर बिजनेस फॉर बिजनेस डेवलप. तो आपका कैपिटल चोर होता रहेगा, इवेंचुअली यू वोंट नीड हेल्प फ्रॉम एनी ऑफ द फैमिली मेंबर्स. यू आर सेल्फ सफिशिएंट हो जाओ. आई ऑलरेडी हैड माई कैपिटल टू वर्क ऑन बिकॉज आई वॉज वर्किंग फॉर 11 years, सो आई हैड गुड कॉर्पस विद. बट इवन एट टाइम्स आई आस्क, आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू पुट इन माई हैंड्स इन माई कॉर्पस, जस्ट गिव मी सम मनी. सो आई आस्क माय हस्बैंड, चलो चलो दे दो थोड़े से एक्स्ट्रा पैसे हमारे को बिजनेस डेवलपमेंट के लिए, रॉ मटेरियल के लिए. सो दैट इज ओके. बट यस, यू हैव टू मेक श्योर कि पैसा जो आपके जेब से जा रहा है वो तो वापस आए आए, जो एक्स्ट्रा है पुट बैक इनटू योर बिजनेस.
करेक्ट, दैट इज रियली इम्पोर्टेंट. यू शुड वर्क अराउंड दैट वे. एंड ऑल्सो इफ आई टॉक अबाउट हाउ टू बी मोर मीनिंगफुल वाइल मैनेजिंग कॉस्ट एंड प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी, हाउ दीज थिंग्स कैन बी वेल प्लान्ड एंड वेल एग्जीक्यूटेड.
दीज थिंग्स कम्स विद अ लॉट ऑफ experience. I would suggest initially aapko problem hoga if you are not into finances and you can't manage things, so maybe you might even face some losses also if you are not accurate with your profiting or uske upar margin rakhne ke liye. Agar aap accurate nahi ho, undervalue kar diya aapne by chance, aapko laga ki nahi this is the enough thing I want, because jab aapke jab aap ghar se kaam kar rahe ho, when you're working from home or naya startup hai, there's a lot of thing aapko consider karna padta hai. Market pe kya chal रहा है, मास प्रोडक्शन इज अ डिफरेंट थिंग ऑल टुगेदर. वो लोग 3 महीने सेल्स नहीं भी करते, उनके पास इतना कॉर्पस है जो दे कैन सर्वाइव. तो आप जब आप घर से काम कर रहे हो तो आपको वो चीजों का ध्यान रखना पड़ता है कि आप कैसे सर्वाइव करोगे मार्केट में फॉर द नेक्स्ट 3 months. आप अभी छोटे छोटे टारगेट्स लेके चलो, डोंट टेक बिग टारगेट कि आपको सीधा थियो ब्रामा के साथ और थियोस के साथ आपको वो करना है, डील करना. नहीं, टेक बेबी स्टेप्स, धीरे धीरे करके. आई स्टार्टेड विद 3 recipes. मैंने इनफ मार्जिन रख लिया था, मेरा बिजनेस का चर्न आउट तो चलता रहेगा. एंड देन आई स्टार्टेड एक्सपेरिमेंटिंग विद योर एक्सपेरिमेंटिंग विद थिंग्स, यू आर पुटिंग इन योर कॉस्ट अगेन. उसके लिए भी अपना साइड में फाइनेंसिस रखने पड़ते हैं. आपको एक्सपेरिमेंट्स फेल होते हैं, लॉट ऑफ एक्सपेरिमेंट्स जो मेरे सीधा डस्टबिन पे गए, किसी को टेस्ट कराने लायक भी नहीं थे वो, मतलब ऐसे एक्सपेरिमेंट्स थे. आई एम प्राउड ऑफ दैट, बट दैट्स द फैक्ट. वो सब होता है, सबके साथ होता है. आप घर से कोई भी बिजनेस कर रहे हो, आप आगे से जैसे क्रोशे का बिजनेस करना चाहते हो, विच आई ऑल्सो थॉट ऑफ डूइंग, अपने मदर इन लॉ से सीख के मे बी आई थॉट मैं वो भी स्टार्ट कर सकती हूँ. लेकिन उसके अंदर फिर आपको रॉ मटेरियल चाहिए, यू हैव टू पुट इन अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स. उन चीजों का आपको ध्यान रखना पड़ता है, वो हमेशा याद रखना. एक्स्ट्रा फाइनेंस, एक्स्ट्रा कॉस्टिंग हमेशा साइड में रखो बफर के लिए फॉर रेनी डेज.
Right, that is really important. Like, you should balance it out in a way. You are whatever money you are making from the business, like your profits, some portion of it you should always keep reserve for reserves and surpluses, like as we use these terms in balance sheet. But here also we should keep some reserve for these type of things, like we may require them. So that is really important. So coming back to you again, so if I ask you about like the things you like when you engage with people, your customers, your audiences, so what kind of person you are? Are you an introvert or an extrovert? And what do you feel like are pluses and minuses of the same?
I was an extremely introvert person, extremely introvert person. So that's why probably I took back end finance jobs, because usme kisi se you know deal nahi karna padta. Aap apna laptop mein mood aake baithe raho, 12 ghante ki job karo, kaam karo aur ghar jao, taki deal interact na karna pade. I was scared of interacting with new people. I was till recently, but then when you start your own business, you are the face of the business.
Correct.
Okay, so you have to, you know, put yourself out in the market. Hey, boss, this is my product, and you have to talk about it. No one else will be talking about your products but you. So that has really changed me as a person. I am still introvert at heart, but yes, I have to put on a brave face for a venture that I started, because today I really wanted to grow and go places. I've put in a lot of hard work, and just because of my I would say introvert, being introvert was my weakness. But yes, when you are working for your own venture, introvert thing never works. Nobody is going to come to you and ask you kaisa product hai, aapka kya bech rahe ho. Nahi, aapko jana padega, aapko batana padega aapki USPs, aapke plus points batane padenge. So yes, starting my own venture has made me a little more extrovert and little more confident, which I was not earlier when I used to interact with people being an introvert. Now I'm confident with myself, my products, and like you can see, I can talk for hours now.
Right, that is really wonderful. So if I talk about the kind of support you got in your journey, who are the people supported you the most?
Biggest and foremost, my family, my husband has been a really, really unconditional support, I would say, from the beginning, from the day we got married. I've been extremely lucky. He himself is a very passionate person, and he pursues, you know, a lot of things. He used to do theater, he used to do drawings, paintings, and, you know, sketchings, and he used to run marathons and gymming and everything. But then, like, you name it, and he used to do it, excel at it, because he is a very disciplined person.
Right.
So I, since we have been married for, you know, close to 9 years now, and you, jab aap aise bande ke saath baithte ho na, it rubs on you. So, and when I decided to, you know, do something for myself, he was just like so happy that I decided to do something that made me happy. That is just my time, because he says me time is very important. Like, he writes book. So jab hum so jate hain, he starts writing his book, because that is his me time, and he's happy about that. So unconditional support from my husband and my mother-in-law, to be very honest. She's not like the usual mother-in-law, she's my friend. So he has really supported me. Like, I don't do household chores, to be very honest. I don't cook. He does the cooking so that I could do the baking and give my orders on time.
Right.
My husband and my mother-in-law, you know, take care of my daughter when I have a lot of work and I have deliverables. So family support is what has, you know, made my journey so smooth, I would say.
Right.
Not like as compared to other, you know, startups, jahan pe, you know, you get friction. Sabse pehle to friction yahi aata hai na, ki family wale kehte kya karna, kya nahi karna. My immediate family, my husband, my mom-in-law, people who I stay with, were supportive from the beginning, which made my journey very, 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 very easy.
Correct. That is really like wonderful feeling of getting a support when you start. Because usually what happens is, initially you kind of, instead of getting a support, you get criticism from your family that why you want to do it.
There's a lot of things.
What you want to achieve? You have like worked for so long. Why don't you join your job again? These kind of kind of words we used to hear. So that's great. So if I talk about the motivation and inspiration in your life, how you get yourself motivated from, or maybe inspiration, how you get your inspiration?
Motivation, very frankly, comes from the fact that when I bake something, it is appreciated a lot. I get a lot of messages, you know, even late nights that, oh, sorry, I forgot to ping you that your stuff has been really nice. Everybody enjoyed it. That's a big motivation. Monetary money is, yes, a good motivating factor, yes.
Right.
But agar money ke liye kaam kar rahe hote, to then I think I would have started with the mass production abhi tak. Ke bana bana ke bulk mein rado and cater to as many people as you can. But wo abhi mera nahi tha. My fact was, mere jaise moms ko target karna, jo, you know, at times helpless hain. Bahar ka khana bhi nahi de sakte hain aur khud bhi nahi bana sakte hain. Mera target unka tha. And when they are, you know, happy with what I create, that is a very, very big motivating factor for me,
right,
honestly. And inspiration, aapko fir aapke customers hi de dete hain. You know, they start asking stuff from you. I remember 2020 mein, during COVID times, I had a lady whose husband was, you know, aged, and, you know, he was recovering from COVID and wanted a specific jowar ke aate ki bani biscuits.
Okay.
I had never tried. I experimented it and I said, auntie, okay, fine. I think I can make that for your husband. And wo inspiration hai. People coming to you and asking for so diverse customization.
Correct.
And aapko wo cater karne ko milta hai na, so that keeps me going. Kam chini dal do, kam jaggery dal do, kam meetha kar do, zyada chocolatey kar do. Everything is customizable and it is very, you know, aap baking mein na, logon ko lagta hai ki aap ye cheez hata ke ye cheez dal do na, aise ho jayega. Wo nahi hota. It's all about proportion.
You have to calculate.
Aapko puri recipe, haan, aapko puri recipe rework karni padti hai. But that is challenging and inspiring to do that. Matlab, mujhe to bahut challenging lagta hai, kyunki mere paas aata hai ki yaar aap na ye cheez thoda kam zyada kar sakte ho. Main bola ki theek hai, mujhe recipe ko tweak karna padega. I'll try and if I can do that, I'll definitely bake that for you. And fir wo customers aapke paas lifelong ke liye ban jate hain when you can do that. Very inspiring. And another inspiration is my husband. Like to see discipline jo maine unse sikha hai, you know.
Right.
So two things.
Wonderful. And that is really like kind of inspiration, motivation, and kind of like new enlightenment also. That is really wonderful. So if I ask you about your take on success, what do you feel a success is to you?
Definitely. Jahan se shuruaat ki thi aur jahan main hu, I have come a long way. Mere mindset mein there's a lot of change. Mere presentation mein there's a lot of change and in terms of bake. So this, I would consider myself successful with recurring clients, out of words such as, say, you know, I've got reference from this. So yes, I would say God has been really kind. Beginning of the journey only, I have had good people supporting me and good clients coming through, and yes, I would say I have been a bit of success. You can say a little bit successful, not something, you know, big brands wala, but yes, I am happy with the space I have created for myself, at least around my locality, around my local area.
Right.
For, you know, when you say healthy bakes, so my name comes up, so I'm glad. When you put up classic crumbs on Google for local Dwarka area, my bakery comes up the top, and it really makes me really happy about that.
Right. So that is kind of like your journey and your growth, which makes you satisfied and like happy about it. That is really wonderful. So we are moving on to the last question for the day. So any message, advice you would like to share with our audiences, viewers and listeners?
First thing, keep yourself occupied. Jo bhi aapko, you know, khushi deti hai cheez, whatever makes you happy, do that. Don't think twice about it. Just put your complete effort into it. Khali mat baitho. Put in your efforts. Support aa jayega. Once people, agar nahi aa raha na support aapko initially, once people see that you are putting in a lot of hard work, you are serious about what you are doing.
Right.
Support apne aap aa jao. ठीक है. और जो मैंने पहले की चीज बोली है, नेवर अंडरवैल्यू योरसेल्फ. आपकी वर्थ जो आपकी नजरों में है, वही दूसरे की नजर में होगी. तो अपनी नजरों में अपनी वर्थ कभी नीचे मत रखना.
करेक्ट.
सो ये चीजें आप फॉलो करिए. जस्ट मेक योर पैशन योर वर्क एंड यू आर बाउंड टू सक्सीड. एफर्ट लगेगा, हार्ड वर्क, कुछ भी चीज आसानी से नहीं मिलेगी. यू नो, एफर्ट करना पड़ेगा और फेलियर्स भी आएंगे आपके लिए. लेकिन इवेंचुअली यू आर गोइंग टू सक्सीड इज what I strongly believe in.
Right. And that is really very appropriate in like everybody's life. If you start following these things, definitely success will come. So it was really wonderful to have you here, and I must say, it was amazing, like hearing you. You have shared so many valuable inputs, insights about the product and things you are making, and also the most important thing, which is finance for everybody, and how a small person, like a small like entrepreneur, a business person, can use these things, like understanding about financing, buying products, the cost involved in producing it, and finally the cost of delivery and what profit you are making. So you have shared that in a simple way so that people can understand it easily. So that is really amazing. So thank you Divya for your time, and I really enjoyed
it. Thank you so much. It has been really, really nice, and I'm so glad with the sandwich. You've been really very kind. Thank you.
Thank you again. And I also would like to share your website and social media link with our audience so that they can be in touch with you, see your products, and maybe like buy them and taste them. So guys, don't forget to check that out too. Thank you so very much everyone for watching and listening. Thank you so much everyone for watching and listening. I hope you all must have gathered a lot of information and enjoyed watching it. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Have a good time. Thank you and bye bye.